the shores of El Pacifico, Bill Hendry.
Welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. And we do have Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police with us for a few more segments, if need be, because it's an important topic, what we're talking about here. And that is the NTSB's proposal as of yesterday, and it's gotten quite a bit of commentary today in the news, that cell phone use in automobiles be banned 100%. There may be people that agree with that. To be honest with you, Jay, I agree with it.
And to a point, I agree with it. I don't agree with a total ban on the use of cell phone because I do believe that doctors and I feel that what I do as a citizen's auxiliary, I'm not a police officer that is paid by the state, but we are a private police, you know, agency. And I feel that obviously what we do is, I don't think anybody's going to debate that what we do, you know, is important. So I would like to think that me and some of the other people, we get, you know, I could still use my phone. But I do want to make a point, Phil. I'm hopeful to have Kurt Rambis, who currently is on ESPN Sports. If you remember, Kurt played for the LA Lakers.
Yeah, I sure do. Clark Kent.
That's correct. Clark Kent. He was a great power forward and great rebounding forward, great defensive player, and I'm hopeful to get Kurt, who might come to some of the Flair's drops with us, and to just, you know, reassure people. If we can get some celebrity kind of presence, and I don't want to cheapen it, you know.
I don't, getting celebrities at something like that.
No, not in that sense, but to just say, this is, you know, please don't be as scared, and it's legitimate in what we're trying to do. And,
well, I doubt very seriously if he would lend his name to that, you know.
Well, you know, Phil, I do know Kurt. And
I know Kurt, too. I've met him, and I don't think he would.
Well, okay. I've met him, too, and he's a man who's very much interested in community. And
all right, well, let's not throw a man's name around who hasn't even agreed to this.
Well, I understand. I don't want to do that either, but for you, what you just said right there makes it sound like I'm some kind of a stalker, and I'm not.
No, I'm not saying that. I just don't want to mention his name anymore because I don't know whether or not he would agree to anything like that. And he's a good man, and he's, you know. So what we're talking about here is...
I saw him on ESPN, and I do know him, so I'm sure he would...
Let's not have him... Let's not commit him to anything is what I'm trying to say. We're talking about you guys doing flare drops and taking phones from people. This is the thing that people are reacting to. Whether the NTSB enacts this ban, or whether the various state legislatures or the Congress enacts a ban recommended by the NTSB, the fact that you're doing these flare drops in advance of this and asking people who they're talking to, people are finding that to be invasive.
Well, I absolutely they're finding it to be invasive, but nobody's been able to answer a question what I asked that one man. It's very simply this. You may find it invasive, but if I ask someone, who are you talking to, and he says, well, you know, he says, I'm talking to, you know, I'm a doctor, I'm talking to a hospital, and I find out the guy's a dishwasher, and he's talking to his girlfriend, or he's talking to some friends of his, and they're going to get together and do some gaming, like, you know, play some, you know, Final Fantasy or something, I've just saved a life. I've just saved a life. And I've saved that life by finding out this guy's no doctor, he's going to go back with his friends to play Myth, or play Halo, and drink, you know, caffeine fortified soft drink, everything like that.
You don't know that someone's going to die, is all I'm saying. All right, let me get back to the lady who was hanging on. I think she's still with us. It's Christy on line one. I appreciate you hanging with us, Christy. We did have to take a break. Go ahead, ma'am.
He seems to stereotype people very, very badly. I mean,
I'm not trying to. How did I do that? Stereotype them?
Well, if this person's a doctor and he's talking to somebody that, you know, to a hospital, that's fine. But if this guy's a dishwasher and his girlfriend calls, well, it's totally wrong.
Well, no, it's just that it's not as important as a doctor who's going to go and take out a guy's appendix or something that's going to save a life. This guy that's talking to his girlfriend is going to most likely, if he doesn't get off his cell phone, kill maybe, I don't know, 1, 2, 10, how many people? You know, how many people do we got to kill before we tell a guy, you know, can you not talk to your girlfriend? That'd be really great if you wouldn't. Thank you.
Listen, I still don't understand the whole hands-free situation. I mean...
Well, that's a very interesting point you made there, Christy, about the, you know, what difference does it make if we're hands-free talking to somebody on the phone or if they're sitting right next to us? We'll get into that. Christy, thanks for hanging with us. 877-876-PHIL. Here is, I think it's Brian. Brian, is that you?
Yeah, I'm here.
Go ahead, sir. You're on with Jay Santos.
Well, I did explain the hands-free thing, Phil.
All right, we might want to get into it later. Go ahead, Brian.
Yeah, hey, you know, I'm an over-the-road driver. I'm up here in Washington driving right now. And, you know, my whole life's been on the road. So I have to talk on the phone. You know, I have to talk to my boss. I have to talk to, you know, whoever it may be. But I'm always on the road, so I have no choice. And I've been driving.
What are you talking to your boss about, you know?
Where I'm going to drop a load, where my next load is, you know, fuel stops, whatever it may be. But I've got to use the phone. I can't stop and sit for 20 minutes, 30 minutes to talk, or I lose time. You know, and
every trucker's going to be losing time. It's not like, you know, that you're going to be, you know, are you competing with other truckers? Like on that one show, what I seen, what's it called, Ice Road Truckers, who are competing and stuff? Is that what you're saying?
No, he's not saying that. He's just got to get the times. Time is of the essence for the people that he works for, not necessarily other truckers.
Well, yeah, so I've got to be on the phone. I've got to be on the phone, and I've got to be driving while I'm doing it. I can't stop and talk, or I lose time. And there's only so many hours a day I can drive. But
well, you said something that
if I get flare dropped, I get stopped, you know, and you pull that phone out of my hand, you've just assaulted me. And I am a weapons permit holder, and my first instinct would be pull out my gun.
But I've got a blue armband, Citizens Auxiliary Police armband, and it's a flare drop. You can clearly see the flare. And the other thing,
you pull something out of my hand, you just assaulted me.
No, I haven't. All I'm doing is I'm checking the numbers. You say to me, hey, I was talking to my boss, let me check it. Well, I don't recognize any of these numbers. And then I've got
to
do...
If I say it's none of your business and you pull it out of my hand?
If I have to do it, if I've got to jettison it, because the numbers don't...
What do you mean they don't? You don't recognize them? How do you know what his numbers are?
Well, it's going to say, because most people load in the number, you know, my boss or my kids or something like that.
No, it won't say his boss.
Whatever company works for. But if it doesn't, then I've got to do a jettison. And that means that phone's going to get thrown. You know.
So the second you pull it out of my hand and throw my phone, you've just assaulted me, and I would pull my gun on you.
Wait a minute. Are you going to kill me because I jettisoned your phone?
Because you pulled it out of my hand? Absolutely. You just assaulted me.
No, I didn't. I assaulted your phone. And, sir, I have to, at this time, I've got to ask you, because you just used a phrase that, in my, you know, memory, is not, you said drop a load. Right?
Yeah.
Are you talking about going to the bathroom? Or are you talking about...
He's talking about his trucking.
Yeah, you've never heard of a load, driving a load, dumping a load. You've never heard of
I've heard all those terms in porn movies. But never, ever.
Those are trucker terms in porn movies. Those are trucker terms.
You are really messed up. You got a screwed up brain. Something's wrong with you. Seriously.
Sir, I don't know what is wrong with me. You were saying dropping a load, dumping a load. I don't think there's a man listening right now that doesn't automatically think, are you talking about adult films? Or
no,
talking about work and driving trucks. What else
right.
am I talking about?
What else is he talking about?
Hey, he's a healthy man. He's a trucker. A lot of those guys like adult films.
What has that got to do with what we're talking about? What does that have to do with what we're talking
when
about.
You used it, all I'm saying is, sir, that when you used that term, my immediate thinking was, is this guy a serious trucker, or is he just trying to make his way, is he just trying to get to the next, you know, 25 cents to vibrate the bed motel? You see what I'm saying?
And, what? No. This man is talking about, he's talking about trucking, taking a load of freight, whatever it may be, to from one point to the next.
You think I've never seen a truck before?
The way you're talking, I have to assume no, you haven't.
Obviously, you haven't.
Are you guys saying that I'm that dumb? that I don't know what this guy's talking about.
I've got a load of lumber on the back of my truck right now. It's a load of lumber. So if I say I'm dropping my load, obviously if you don't get that, then yeah, you are dumb.
Well, I apologize, sir. It sounded like you were talking about a dirty movie or...
Boy, you know something? We're living in a sorry, sorry country when the first thing that some jackass goes to...
No, I don't like being called a jackass.
Absolutely.
Well,
absolutely.
You're, you know...
I didn't say anything about porn. I didn't say anything about anything else but work and driving a truck. And that's the first thing that comes to mind.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Well, no, but you did say you're driving a truck, and then you say, I got to go dump my load. And
I
thought
if I had to call my boss or drop a load, yeah, that's
right.
What I said.
That's, but my thought was you had to go, you know, to the bathroom.
Okay,
and
Jay,
now you know,
now you know that a trucker has a load of freight and their term is to drop that load someplace.
To me, you know, again, I would have to ask both you gentlemen to be very careful how you use that phrase because there's children listening. And
we're talking about trucks.
You got to be very careful about pulling phones out of people's hands, too, because you will be shot.
There you go. There you go.
You're going to shoot me. You run around talking on the phone about load, you know, dropping a load, and you're going to kill me.
I didn't say I'd kill
okay.
you. I said someday you will get shot. Not by me.
Well, I hope not, sir. I'm just trying to protect people so that even in a free country like America, you can be in your truck going, yeah, I got to go drop a load.
It's none of your business. It's none of your business who I'm talking to. It's a free country. If you don't like it, don't drive. Don't drive.
Well, here's the thing, though. If you're talking on a phone and then you're going to go, well, I mean, you know, you said it, but if you're on the phone going, yeah, I got to go drop a load, people are really going to be offended by that.
Okay, you know, thank you very much, sir.
I'll bet 99% of the people listening right now knew exactly what I was talking about.
Knew exactly what he was talking about.
You're an idiot. Everyone else thinks you're an idiot.
Are you kidding me? There are more, that 99%, as soon as you said, I got to go jump a load, they don't like that.
Didn't say jump a load.
The first thing that comes to your mind is porn, dude. What are you sitting at home doing at night if that's what comes to your mind? That's pretty messed up.
Right now, sir, I'm talking on the phone, and I'm trying to make our country safe, and I'm not talking about jumping someone's load. And
you know something? This is a ridiculous conversation. We wish you the very best, Brian. Be safe. Thank you very much for the work you do. Thank you, sir. And I tell you, Jay, you know...
Well, you know, Phil, it is offensive to me that I am out there on the front line of law enforcement doing what I do, and you are talking, you know, like I'm just something you pulled off a piece of toilet paper, and that guy's all bitching. Get it?
Hello? All right, let's take a break here. 877-876-PHIL is our number. The guy's a trucker. He's got to go drop a load. That means a load of lumber. Porn. 877-876-PHIL, world famous. Phil Hendry Show. We'll be right back with Jay Santos.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
Jay Santos with the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Are you at a substation?
Right now. Hold on, Phil. Come on, come on. All right, we're going to have to... We do have right now, Phil, we're doing a preliminary. It would be something I would welcome you, I welcome any of your listeners to come and see. We're doing a preliminary drop at 15th and Ridgely, and we're going to have, you know, a flare drop tonight where we just simply are asking people, how you doing? Noticed you're on your phone. We're not taking phones, nothing. We're saying, you know, who are you talking to?
And if I say it's none of your business.
Well, it's not. Fortunately, Phil, we're not pulling you over tonight, you know.
Well, I mean, you know full well that it's very possible someone's going to say it's none of your business.
I've been talking to my sub-commanders in the field since roughly 10 o'clock this evening, Phil, and not one of them has said somebody told them to go, you know, stick it up there, you know what, or anything like that. They said everyone's polite, and when they asked them, who are you talking to, people were, you know, very deferential, And in one instance, one lady offered the phone.
One lady offered the phone, meaning what?
When they wanted to know who, they offered the phone so they could see the numbers.
Well, you may be taking people by surprise. I don't know. 877-876-PHIL is our number here with Jay Sanis and the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Here is Wilson. Go ahead, Wilson. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, Phil. Your show is great. This guy, not only is he invading people's privacy, I'm a long-haul truck driver as well, like the previous caller. So for me to pull up and he's dropping flares, not only impeding traffic, if I were to turn my truck over and block traffic and go along and asking people, you know, who are they calling and slowing my job up, is he going to explain to my four-year-old why I can't call home because he's taking my car?
If the law says you're not allowed to call, I didn't make the law. You know, that's not on me.
It's a recommendation.
Not yet. No, it's not. Not yet. You're absolutely right. But right now, we just want to see which way the wind's blowing on its deal. You know. Now, if you turn your truck around, you're blocking traffic. Are you? Well, let me ask you. Are you? I hope your child isn't listening to that. Is your kid listening now?
No, talks to his kid on the phone.
Like he should be, because he's disciplined.
Wait a minute, No, you said he listens to the show, so he can hear you or something. I forget what you said.
Now, I'm a long-haul truck driver. I live in my truck.
Have you heard the term?
So I have to call home. And you're going to say that you're going to take my phone when I'm talking to my four-year-old.
Wait. Who says you can't call home? Nobody said you can't call home.
By doing that flare job,
no, I'm not.
Take my phone.
No, I'm not.
I'm not tell you.
I'm saying you can't call home while you're driving a truck. I'm saying you can't call home while you're hauling I don't know how many tons of stuff, and while you're on your phone talking to your kid, you wind up killing somebody else's kid. How do you feel about that? How do you feel about that?
Different than anybody else. You're a civilian.
How do you feel about that? You just killed a kid.
I pull my truck over in front of you, going, "Let me see your phone. Who are you talking to?"
Yeah,
and then take your phone
to?
If you're calling somebody else other than work related.
Who are you talking to?
You don't have the right to ask him that.
No, but I'm asking you, if you're talking to your kid and you just crushed another little kid in another car, who are you talking to?
What do you mean he just crushed another little kid? You're asking the guy if he's on the phone who he's talking to. He hasn't hurt anybody, nothing.
Right, yet. He hasn't hurt nobody yet.
How many people have caused accidents on phones versus alcoholics and drug addicts that are out there jerked up and drunk?
You've heard of the National Transportation. You've heard of the NTSB. They do that kind of research for a living. And
then you'll see that it is far higher
and these phones,
than anything else.
No, if they found that out, they wouldn't recommend it. So, you know, the statistics is on my side, I can assure you.
Over and they pull you over and go, "Let me see your cell phone." You're going to tell them no because you're wanting to be a cop. You're still a civilian.
Because I'm a Citizens Auxiliary Police officer. That's right. And
you're not a cop, though.
Every citizen has the right to do a citizen's arrest. You're no different. What makes you feel high and mighty because you wear a blue armband?
We are organized in units. We have platoons that fan out in different areas. And what we're doing is these flare drops.
I serve in the Army as well.
Well, boy, you've just done everything, haven't you? Let me ask you something. Were you in the Federation of Planet Starfleet, too?
Very
maybe
funny.
I'll bet. Were you ever a sheep herder?
Okay, look, the man's point is very, very well made, and what you're doing here, Jay, in my opinion, is while the law has not been passed, you're sort of doing some kind of research to see what people are doing. You just got done saying that the NTSB has done the research. No more research needs to be done.
No, it doesn't. But we do want to do flare drops in anticipation of the fact that people are going to want to use their phone more and more and more and more when the NTSB wants to recommend stop using it, because we anticipate there's going to be a spike in deaths.
A spike in deaths? What?
Related to cell phones.
And you anticipate that, why?
Because people are going to know that the law is going to be coming, and they're going to want to use the phone. And listen, this guy's laughing. That's the last thing a mother of three is going to hear.
Oh, boy. All right, listen, thank you very, very much for your call, Wilson. Appreciate it. 877-876-PHIL. Talking here with Jay Sanis of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. And, the last thing a mother of three hears. I think the comment I heard tonight, and we're going to get back to some other phone calls, the lady who said, if you're talking hands-free to someone on the phone, or you're talking to someone who's sitting in the back seat, or you're talking to someone who is sitting next to you, what's the difference? And understand something, folks, that is exactly That is exactly what a congressional hearing or a state legislature hearing these things, that's the kind of question they will ask before they even come close to passing any law. And from what I read yesterday, the Congress and many of the state legislatures are not even remotely interested in implementing this law. There will be an awful lot of hearings. These are the hearings that we should have. An awful lot of hearings on this thing before it becomes law. We'll be back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL.
You don't know, Henry. You're not no congressperson.
Phil Henry.
Yeah, okay.
I guess you think I said that.
Famous Phil Henry Show.
I'm not going to stand around there and let people insult me, though.
I understand. Jay Santos with us here of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. As we talk about the cell phones in cars, cell phone use, texting, all of this has come to the attention of the National Transportation Safety Board. I don't really know. You know, you've been kind of waffling here. You say that you're in favor of it.
No, I don't think I've been waffling. I've said that I am in favor of it, with the exception of certain people. Doctors and so forth. But I can tell you, Phil, as a member of Citizens Auxiliary Police, I've been out there on many a flare drop where we will, flag a car down and ask the woman, in the instance of one woman who had an SUV, and we looked at the axle ratio on her SUV. It was designed to carry a certain number of passengers, a certain weight. This woman was very clearly overweight. She was very clearly, in my opinion, now, I'm not a doctor or anything, but I can tell you right now, I know when there's excess stress on an axle, and this woman was morbidly obese, and I said to her that your car, right now, at this time, you go probably another 200 yards down the road, everyone in this car will be dead, engulfed in a gasoline fire. How does that make you feel? And she started to call me, and I told you, though.
Well, be gentle.
She called me FK, fag. Call me, I look like a fairy in my little fat uniform, and this and that. I said, well, ma'am, at least I've seen a few chicken dinners that I've passed up. I gave as good as I got. There's no question I can give as good as I got, but still in all.
Well, all you did probably was exacerbate the situation,
I don't know. What does that mean?
It means make it worse by giving her crap like that. You're saying to a woman, you're too fat for that car, you're going to have to get out. You're going to have to expect that.
No, we expect that. I can, she wants to give, I'll give as good as I get. She wants to call me a fairy, and I look like a fairy in my little fairy uniform. And, so I said, at least I passed out a few donuts in my day. And that's when, all hell broke loose.
When you say all hell broke loose, what happened?
Well, she started to get physical with one of the subcommanders. We had to restrain her. I will tell you now. And I feel bad about saying this because of a lady, but it took about three of us to pull her off of Randy Gleason, who's our subcommander. It took another three of us to get the zip ties on her. And
this woman was resisting because you had pulled her car over because you said she's too fat to be in that SUV. She may snap the axle, and she was upset with you, and you wound up restraining her, and she wound up suing you.
That's correct.
And did you,
No, we settled the whole thing out of court. And very, settled out of court, kept hush-hush. And that's how we like to do it. We got a good, in that instance, I think a lot of people understand where we're coming from. If you're so undisciplined that you can't pass up a donut or, a ham sandwich or something, even if it's a light ham or one of the fat-free hams, and you're driving down a road in a vehicle that the axle has extra stress and strain, and it's very possible that vehicle's axle is going to snap. You're going to see nothing but sparks, which will ignite the gas tank. And you see the silhouette of four children in the back, and the whole thing just goes up, just goes like a Roman candle. I'm talking about.
I think you're using a lot of imagination there.
Phil, no, it's not my imagination.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. I'm going to go to a phone call here. We have Bob on the line. Hi, Bob. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Jay Santos. Go ahead, sir.
Hi, Phil. Thanks for having me. And real quick,
yes, sir. Go on to another phone call. We have, I don't know who this is. Is this Morris? Morris, you're on a Phil Henry show. Go ahead, please.
Thank you, Phil.
Yes, sir.
I was going to say, one thing I noticed
that other guy?
He's off. He's gone.
The government really seems to be moving towards trying to save us from ourselves, when really it should be the individual person's responsibility to use common sense and, you know, exercise our own liberties. I mean, when it comes to talking on the cell phone, and when you're in a vehicle, I agree it's probably a little bit more dangerous, but, you know, that's kind of your personal choice, and most people can do it safely, and it's really a shame that the fault of one person...
Unfortunately, that's not true, sir, because we have the figures and facts and information from the National Transportation Safety Board. Now, these are the guys that go out and investigate horrifying airline crashes. Yeah? Okay? You know what I mean? Okay, so they go out and they see body parts hanging from trees. And these are the people that have said, you're driving down the road with a cell phone and you're yakking away, guess what? Body parts. So I have to take their word for it. And what we're doing is, we are flare-dropping and we see Morris coming down the road, and all I want to say is, Morris, how you doing? I'm Jay. You know, what's with the phone? And you're going to say, I'm talking to somebody. I'll say, you mind telling me who? And you might say, yeah, I do. I don't want to tell you. And that's when we have a problem. And I'm trying to avoid a problem.
Over the course of the last several years, I personally have talked on the phone probably 100 times. Never once has it almost got me in an accident. And you're trying to make it sound like just because somebody pulls out a cell phone means they're asking for a death wish. And that's not really true.
It sort of is, if you think about it, because when you have a cell phone and you're talking and you're in a car that's going 70 miles an hour, you know, God knows how many tons of Detroit iron or Japanese iron, and you think you can do all that, most people are not smart enough. I mean, they're smart enough, but they don't have no coordination. That's what you got to have. You know what I mean? You got to be able to have the coordination to do it and to talk and to, you know, and...
Yeah, walk and chew gum.
No, it's not that simple, Phil.
Well, I think it is. I mean, it's really amazing. Now, I understand that the NTSB may have their reasons, because someone was texting, some stupid ass was texting, and someone died, you know, and I know that that happens. I have personally friends who have been seriously injured as the result of texting drivers. But I can tell you that those were young drivers. And
well, now you're being prejudiced against young.
No, we're not. I mean, we have a driving age, don't we, of 16, 17? We know that young people, there is a certain limit at which we declare them majority age, and at which point we declare them a minor, or they're capable or incapable of operating a car. Now, if you want to enforce a ban, maybe we ought to enforce the ban on people under the age of 18 or 19 or what have you.
Well, to me, that's just prejudice against young people, and I don't go in for that. That means I've got to pull over more cars with you know, kids in them and young girls, and a lot of people, you know, been upset with me for doing that because they think I'm just trying to, you know, check out women and everything.
All right, Morris, thanks for your call. 877-876-PHIL. We're talking here with Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Here is Miles, I think it is. Who's this on the phone?
Hello?
Yeah, what's your name?
Mike.
Mike. Go ahead, Mike. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Phil.
Well, the whole thing about you talking about young teenagers?
Yeah, teenage girls. They get upset with me.
All right, go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, I believe I understood him to say that his dropping the so-called safety flares on the road, he could do that just because he's a citizen. Is that correct?
Well, you know, if you're dropping safety flares, everybody
correct?
Does that.
Okay, so
everybody does that.
So I can drop safety flares to divert traffic by my yard sale, and that would be okay too, right?
No, it wouldn't.
No.
No.
Why not?
Well, because you're doing something that has nothing to do with public safety. You're doing something just to
sell some dirty old magazine. You're moving multiple lanes of traffic down into one lane, so you can stop me because you see me talking on my cell phone.
Yes, sir.
And that's safe.
That's a safety issue, so that are not engaged in a conversation with someone like, I don't know who you'd be talking to, you know, that would be unsafe. I mean, if you're diverting traffic down in front of your house to sell some dirty magazines you got in your...
Why do you assume the man's selling dirty magazines?
Well, I don't know, sir. I mean, that's your personal profit. I'm there because I want to save lives.
But you're saying it's okay for you to talk on the phone. You're a young kid and everything, and you're safe. But I've been halfway around the world in the U.S. Army. I drive a truck right now. As a matter of fact, at this moment, I'm dropping my load. And you're saying that it's okay for you to talk on the phone while you're driving because of why?
I am involved in safety. And you want to talk about dropping loads, that's your business. But that's why I said you probably got 30 magazines you want to sell.
You're involved in safety. You're a civilian. You're a citizen. You have no right to pull people over to ask them who they're talking to. And I'm like the other gentleman. You yank my phone out of my hand, and you're disturbing my civil rights, and I'm going to yank your neck out.
How am I disturbing your civil rights by simply saying,
you're talking about jerking people's phones out of their hand or asking them who they're talking to and verifying the number that they're talking to is actually who they
thought
they were talking to. That's none of your business.
Well, that's true, but it's also not an overt thing.
It's us military members that give kids like you the right to express your asinine opinions.
Well, sir, I'm not trying to express an asinine opinion.
You're welcome.
You're saying I don't have the right, though. You just said that I can't do it.
No,
so
I didn't say you don't have a right.
Yes, you did.
And I can't divert traffic to my yard sale, but you can divert to ask me who I'm talking to on my phone. No, you can't.
Yes, because I'm involved in safety. Yeah, well, you just said, I don't have the right.
You're not involved in safety. You're involved in harassing people.
The difference is that you're selling, all right, you're not selling dirty magazines. Whatever you're selling,
I'm driving a
what you talked about your yard sale, I thought. I thought you ran a yard sale. I didn't know.
He said, what if he diverted traffic in front of his yard sale?
With what?
With a flare drop.
Well, that's why I said he's selling dirty magazines.
No, he didn't. He's not selling dirty magazines. What you're doing is you're trying to say this guy's selling dirty magazines, so your flare drop.
Driver.
Yeah.
Well, and he's the guy who was talking about a load drop. I mean, you guys want it every way you want it, you know. You want to have your cake and eat it, too.
What are you talking about? The man said that he was driving a truck, and you don't have the right to, and this is really what we're talking about, Jay, you don't have the right to pull people over and ask who they're talking to. Now, you may be interested, I may be interested, we may want to do a study with the NTSB and find out who the hell the whole world's talking to, because maybe it's not safe, but you don't get to do that, okay?
Well, as long as I am a citizen of the United States of America, I'm going to be concerned with the safety of a citizen. And if a guy is on the phone talking and jawjacking, gas bagging and windbagging to Lady Pumpernickel and her dog, and meanwhile people are, you know, cars are airborne and on fire because of that, I got something to say about it.
Boy, you got people airborne and on fire because a guy's on a phone.
That's right. That's exactly right.
So this kid is saying that due to his civil auxiliary position, he can talk on the phone safely and drive, is what I'm hearing.
Well, that's true, sir, because I have training.
I have a commercial driver's license with the 80,000-pound rig. What do you got?
Okay, but they didn't teach you how to talk on a phone, did they?
No.
Did they teach you how to talk on a phone?
I learned how to talk on the phone a long time ago. We used to have to actually dial them with a rotary dial.
not exactly the same thing because you didn't learn how to talk on a phone and drive a truck.
Okay. It's an asinine thing to ask, and I don't think anybody has to learn anything like that. I don't think that's a skill that we need to worry about. Thank you very much for your call, Mike. I appreciate it. 877-876-PHIL. Our final segment coming up. We also have our news and information hour ahead here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Truth is our bitch.
With
Phil Henry Show.
What a
it's the Phil Henry Show.
Well,
hold on. Phil, we're talking. Can I?
Go ahead.
We are. I'm talking to some staff commanders out in field right now. Hold on. Don't want to see him late. Roger. We have an incident now. A woman, kind of car was it? A woman in an SUV, some kind of SUV. I think it was a one of those RAV. And anyway, she. Sub Commander Gleason had said, who are you talking to? And she came back with something that he thought was not, you know, very responsive. She said, who's asking? And he said, okay, you know, if that's the way you want to play it. So he pulled her door open, and that's when she hit him with pepper spray.
Well, that's good. Jay, that's going to happen.
What? What? So he washed out, but she took off on us. But the good news is he got a hold of her phone, and we got all the numbers. One of them's a pizza parlor.
Well, was she talking on her phone?
Yeah, that's why we flare dropped her. But
when she said who's asking, why didn't he just answer her instead of saying, okay, all bets are off, whatever he said?
He said all bets are off because she was, you know. She said, who's asking? He said, all bets are off, and he opened the door, and that's when she hit him with the pepper spray.
Well, so she doesn't know who is opening her door.
So in other words, if a guy's got a blue armband.
No, not good enough. Let's talk to Jack here, 877-876-PHIL. Here is Jack. Jack, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Jay Santos.
Phil, I just wonder on his
yes,
blue armband, does he have a set of lightning bolts and a skull and crossbone, perhaps?
Well, sir, that is absolutely ridiculous.
It is not ridiculous. Have you taken the time to read the Constitution and the Bill of Rights against illegal search and seizure? And don't
sir,
tell me that the government passed
no.
the law. Hitler passed the law, and we had 6 million people took a shower, bud.
That's ridiculous, sir.
Yeah, you are ridiculous. You are a pompous little worm that has taken government orders, so why don't you just shut up and listen to somebody tell you how it is? Not everybody.
Well, I don't wear no lightning bolt on my head.
You are absolutely sickening.
What does that mean, fat? The lady got out of
the car. You are fat in the head and possibly in the body. I've heard you call everybody else fat, everybody else stupid.
No.
And who in God's name made you boss? You got a
I'm not boss. Yes, sir.
You're first to order the people into the showers, you worm.
Oh, that's ridiculous, sir. I'm
yeah,
telling people not to talk on their phone
like
so they don't kill
you're
people.
You're absolutely a man among lesser men.
I think if a real Nazi showed up, you'd probably wet yourself.
Well,
I'll
tell you what. I put my time in the Army, and they put me in the front lines. Would you like to come and do it, bud, or just
you're in the front lines against? You're in the front lines against Nazis or sandbags?
Okay, let's not start...
You ought to talk about sandbagging out, bothering women and children. Why don't you read the Constitution and what it says against illegal search and seizure? You sound like a bunch of damn little Nazi rats running around bothering.
You're talking about.
You make me sick.
All these people are telling me what I said. What I say to you, who's on your phone? All you have to tell me is who's on your phone.
It's none of
your damn
business. Have you heard against illegal search and seizure?
That's not illegal. That's
illegal. What the hell business is yours? Who's on my phone?
Because it's a safety issue.
It's
about
a safety
whether or not
issue having you out bothering people, pissing them off. It's a safety
yeah,
issue.
If you're on,
we ought to put you back in your little cage.
If you're on your phone and you're talking to your girlfriend or your hoochie mama, whoever you got on, you know, I don't know who
why
it is.
Why are you worrying about my hoochie mama or anything else? You let me go ahead and live my life, and you live your miserable little life.
Okay, great. And we let you live your life, and you're not paying attention. Next thing you know, your car's airborne.
Oh, get off
dead.
From it, for Christ's sakes. I put 1,000 miles a week on my car, and I have never seen a car airborne.
I'm talking about you on your phone.
I will
when
do
you
what
are
I want.
Being...
I try to pull over when I'm on my phone, but it's none of your damn business. And why don't you and your little bunch of creeps go back and crawl under the rock you come out of? Thanks,
bud. Not as long as there's people like you out there endangering the lives of little kids. No way, sir. No way.
I think the gentleman's hung up the phone.
Well, he had to, because I was getting the better of him on an argument. First of all, do I know what the Constitution is? Yeah.
No, he didn't ask you that. He said, do you know what's in the Constitution? Have you read the Bill of Rights on search and seizure?
Phil, let me just explain something to you, okay? When I first came into the business of the citizen...
No, let's just answer the question. Have you read the Constitution of the United States on search and seizure?
I have read the Constitution of the United States of America, and...
Have you read the part about illegal search and seizure?
I don't even think you know where that is.
Yes, I do. It's in the Bill of Rights. It is about, it's the very amendment, in fact, that we base a great many things on, including a woman's right to choose. I mean, Roe v. Wade was based upon that amendment.
Okay, what's the amendment called?
Right to privacy is what the shortened version is.
Yes, I do have, I've read it.
Oh, get out of here, man. You know.
And that guy talking about lightning bolts.
Okay, so in other words, you haven't read it.
Well, there's your music, so I gotta go, and there's Lady that pepper sprayed. Let me tell you something. The Lady that pepper sprayed Septuagint Gleason, we have your phone, and guess what? There's a whole lot of calls to Pizza Hut. So that information becomes public as of 2 a.m. if we don't see you back.
Get him. We'll be back. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
You called me a her.